And then we get mad at ourselves. But it's really just the opposite. I want to see how I've been hurting myself so that I can stop hurting myself. Oh, well, this is hurting me, that is hurting me, that is hurting me. Then it gets depressing when you see that you're surrounded yourself by everything that makes you miserable. Of course you'll get a little depressed, you know, but you're also not grabbing hold to the fear the way you used to. You might still grab a few and put them in the basket. But you pass about most of the stuff in the fear store now. You know, when you're in the fear mall now, you're not pulling out your credit card as fast as you used to. Right. Unless, of course, that body is a body you want. Whether it's that body's money, or that body's security at all points, or that body's sex, or that body's position. When I say want the body, I'm not just talking about sex. I'm talking about something you think the body has to give you that will complete you. I've seen male egos, because of programming, do incredibly stupid things to try to get hold to a female body. As coming through a male ego, I understand that completely. But I also see female egos do just as stupid things for their thing about security. You know, when female egos that thing about security, what the male ego had to think about the body. They think they're different. In both cases, you both trying to get something outside of yourself in order to be happy. But we'll judge each other. Female ego, oh, me and the dogs. You know, I can't understand. I didn't mean me. Always just want the body. You know, actually, they getting the lesser deal. The man's getting the lesser deal. If he's getting the body, and you get the man, and you get security, I think between the two, you got the better deal. Personally. You know, you go out with some women, you can tell, they're going, I'm sitting on the treasure. And you're going to be trying to do everything you can to get it. And I'm going to be deciding whether or not you will. Based on whether or not you're going to make me feel really loved and secure. And the number one requirement for security is you must promise me you will have no other relationships at all with any other females but me, in any way, especially sexually. And in return, you will get my body. And nobody else but you will have it. And so if you won't say that you're going to be exclusive to that body, that's the deal breaker. That's the deal breaker with most women.
Yeah, it is.
And then with most men, and with a lot of male egos, you know, it's the boobs. I don't care how smart you are, you just, you're a double D, I ain't interested. You know, there are people that's just into the body. And unless your body look a certain way, they don't care about your content. There are some men that are just that shallow. You just a body. Mm-hmm. And there are some women that are so shallow, you just security. Mm-hmm. That's all part of the fear system. And anybody that's waking up doesn't want to be a part of any of that. I certainly don't. Mm-hmm. But I remember when I did. So I'm not condemning my past. Why should I?
It was a blast, man.
I had so much fun. It was a blast. There was a lot of stuff I did in my unconsciousness that I thoroughly, completely enjoyed. Yeah, I'm not going to act like, you know, I didn't enjoy sometimes being shallow as hell. You know? But I like in the Course in Miracles class, I like for us to get real. That's what I keep trying to do in my class. Stop acting like we aren't who we are. Because we're in a spiritual class. You know, so the Course says it's not necessary that you complete the step yourself, but it's necessary that you what? Turn in that direction. So I'm going to turn in the direction of the love, but I don't know how to love these three plants yet. But at least I'm moving in the right direction, aren't I? Rather than moving in that direction, at least I'm moving in the direction of the plants. So you should be proud of yourself if you changed your direction. That's all that's being asked of you anyway. It's just to be willing to change your direction. Then you'll be given the instructions about how to embrace the new love. Then it says, I love it. He says, having chosen to go that way, right? You place yourself in charge of the journey where you and only you must remain. So now you're in charge of your journey, and you need to stay in charge of your journey. So how do you know you're dealing with a cult leader? They said, I am in charge of your journey. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A non-cult leader saying, not only you in charge of your journey, but don't call me. Okay. Somebody that's loving you is trying to empower you. They're not trying to make you dependent on them. They're trying to empower you. And then the course says, this step may seem to increase the conflict rather than resolve the conflict, right? You know why it looked like that? You change your direction, now it looks like you go through more conflict than you did in the first place. He says, because it is the beginning step in reversing your perception. In other words, you're trying to turn your perception right side up. So the very first, at the beginning, it seems like your conflict increases. So if it looks like your conflict has increased since you tried to get into the truth, you are starting. Yay. Yeah. All right? He says, you know why? He said, because the new way you're seeing conflicts with the old way that you are seeing that you haven't completely abandoned yet. I still got my old way of thinking, but I'm seeing this new way of thinking. So now I'm in conflict, because if it wasn't conflicting with my old direction, the change in direction wouldn't have been necessary. If I was already in the right direction, there wouldn't be no need to get another direction. So of course I'm going to have conflict at the beginning, because I'm headed in a different direction from the one I was going in at first. It makes so much sense.
It does.
It makes so much sense, it makes me sick sometimes. I get up here and get the stranger. He says, now, this is cool. He says, some remain at this step of conflict for a long time, experiencing what? Very acute conflict. Okay, so then he says, at this point, some people may try to accept the conflict rather than take the next step toward resolving the conflict. In other words, I'm starting my new path, I feel the conflict, but rather than move toward the new direction, I just stay in conflict and tell everybody I'm in conflict, and call people up and tell them I'm in conflict, and hang out with other people that's in conflict, and we just gonna be in conflict. Anybody been there?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
He says, having taken the first step, and what is the first step?
Turn the other way.
Turn the other way. What's the first step?
Turn the other way.
And what's another way of describing the first step?
Turn.
To have, give all, to all. So I'm moving into the direction of full appreciation. Mm-hmm. But since I haven't fully appreciated myself, I have some conflict about that. Mm-hmm. First of all, I don't think I should fully be able to appreciate myself unless I make a certain income. I shouldn't be able to appreciate myself unless I have a certain type of relationship. I shouldn't be able to appreciate myself unless I'm wearing a certain type of clothes. I shouldn't be able to really appreciate myself unless I have a certain type of status. You see what I'm saying? I have set it up where I can't appreciate myself until there are some external factors that have changed.
And even when you meet them, then you change them again.
Yes. Well, the course says you can always tell when whatever you achieve it through your ego. Because when you achieve it, you're not satisfied with it. So if your ego gets you something, you're not satisfied. If your real self brings you something, you are receiving and enjoying and extending it. Your ego brings you something, as soon as you get it, you're on the way to something else instantly. You lost 20 pounds, I wanted you to lose 20 pounds, now you could just lose 20 more. You worked all year to get that promotion, and you sat in your new office exactly 15 minutes before now you want your next promotion. And so now your attention is on that. See, when the ego gives you something, you never take and enjoy it. You never allow yourself to just fully feel it and feel fulfilled by it. You immediately are not satisfied and you want something else. And that's the greatest blessing that God ever gave us, was our inability to be satisfied with anything less than what we truly deserve. That is our home and beacon that takes us back home. Because you won't be satisfied with something that's not real. That's good. That'll keep you moving. Yeah, that'll keep you moving. That'll keep you moving toward home.
Yeah.
It's great that we can't be satisfied with what's not real. So if you're all dissatisfied, your home and beacon is off the hook. Your home and beacon is screaming. You deserve better than you're giving yourself. You deserve better than you're allowing yourself to feel. You deserve more than you're giving yourself. You deserve more happiness than you're giving yourself. And you call it, I'm satisfied, I'm dissatisfied, I'm dissatisfied, I wish this was different, I wish this was different, I'm dissatisfied, I wish this was different. Holman Beacon is saying, no, 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 this isn't good enough for you. You deserve better.